Essay 51, Love Plus, Alvin Toffler. We see how, as a second wave progressed, the family unit transferred many of its functions to other institutions, education to the school, care of the ill to the hospitals, and so on. This progressive stripping away of the functions of the family unit was accompanied by the rise of romantic love. A first wave person looking for a mate might properly have asked, is my proposed spouse a good worker, a good healer, a good teacher for the children to come? Can we work together compatibly? Will she or he carry a full load or prove to be a shirker? Peasant families actually asked, is she strong, good at bending and lifting, or is she sick and weak? As the function of the family were hived off during the second wave era, those questions changed. The family was no longer a combination of production team, school, field hospital, and nursing home. Instead, its psychological functions became more important. Marriage was supposed to supply companionship, sex, warmth, and support. Soon, this shift in the functions of the family was reflected in new criteria for choosing a mate. They were summed up in the single word, love. It was love, the popular culture assured us, that makes the world go round. Of course, real life seldom lived up to romantic fiction. Class, social status, and income continued to play a role in the choice of a mate. But all such considerations were supposed to be secondary to love, with a capital L. Tomorrow's rise of the electronic cottage may very well overthrow this single-minded logic. Those who look ahead to work at home with a spouse instead of spending the main part of their waking lives away are likely to take more into consideration than simple sexual and psychological gratification, or social status, for that matter. They may begin to insist on love plus, sexual and psychological gratification plus brains, as their grandfathers once favored bra. Love plus conscientiousness, responsibility, self-discipline, or other work-related virtues. We may, who knows? Here's some John Denver of the future croon lyrics like, I love your eyes, your cherry lips, the love that always lingers, your way with words and random blips, your skilled computer fingers. Most seriously, one can imagine at least some families of the future taking on additional functions rather than shedding them and serving as a multi-purpose, rather than a narrowly specialized social unit. With such a change, the criteria for marriage, the very definition of love, would be transformed.